was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome back, my friend, to the June 29th, 2008 broadcast of Take No Prisoners and our live interview with Tom Schultz. Before we go back to Tom, let me just, and we have a whole hour to spend with Tom, which is a real treat, let me just mention, make another announcement and mention something that may be of interest to folks. You know, if you step back and really look at our position now and how it's grown in the last 2 years with respect to the United States Federal Corporation, I think our understanding nationwide has improved greatly. And one of those understandings is that we have to be worthy of being sovereign men and women. We have to act like sovereign men and women and understand what's entailed in that in order to really be accepted as sovereign men and women. And part of that acting involves taking responsibility for what we do. And if all we ever do is file documents into their court and give them jurisdiction and really a lien against title by so doing, how are we acting as living men and women? Well, there is a solution for that now, and it can be found at www.one, that's O-N-E, Stewart. Hey, Tom, you still with us? It sounded like someone took a shot at you.
No, I'm still here, Sam.
Very good. One, O-N-E, Steward, S-T-E-W-A-R-D, .org. And what you will find there is a very clever entity and a sorely needed, absolute, critical tool in the arsenal of rebuilding the de jure United States of America. And it is called the Great Registry, and it is a place that all de facto counties will be noticed exist with the actual de jure land records. Think of the significance and importance of that in the long term. The mind just boggles. That has been put together by Keith Livingway, who's giving the seminar August 2nd and 3rd in Albany, New York. And it's just one of the things that's being added to our commercial repertoire that we've developed to such a high degree, especially on the back of Tom Schultz with the ZYA process, and those of you interested should very definitely consider attending that seminar, and you can do that by RSVPing to cde_jure, J-U-R-E, at yahoo.com. And then we're going to talk more about the seminar that Tom's going to be involved in as well. But Tom, getting back to the story you were telling, so you basically made it clear to that court, you didn't worry about procedure, you didn't worry about much of anything, other than making it clear, not as a threat, but based upon your absolute belief that you were a child of God and father of this child, that child was in your care, and unless someone can produce authority, or as you put it so cleverly, a letter from the Lord, I am her father, I will make her decisions, and that's the end of that.
That's pretty much it, Sam. I think they all got the message, and I don't know if it's the fire in the eyes, but... In truth, most of my court cases really try to revolve around common sense, and let's ask an intelligent question here. What makes them think they have any right to step into our families or our lives? And that's what we try to point out to them most of the time, and that case taught me a whole lot. It was over in about 18 minutes.
We are headed to a brief break, and then we'll be back for a long segment, and we're going to explore that philosophy with Tom.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org. Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, 1 in 2 men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. Call now.
Welcome back, my friend. All right, we have almost a whole hour to spend with my friend Tom. And Tom, before the break, you mentioned that you use questions as a vehicle of common sense to be able to at least transfer proof of claim to these interlopers for them to cite whatever their authority might be to intrude in your personal interests, in your affairs. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's it, Sam. That's a nice judicial way of putting it, or a legalistic way to put it. But in my heart, if there was one scenario I felt righteous about, and that came in my life, was that I knew in my heart I was trying to be the best dad I knew how to be. And I couldn't imagine anybody else going to do it better than I was. So I didn't know of anybody who would love my children as much as I did or put as much on the line, and that's what I let them know. Any interference would be a life and death matter.
And they had you surrounded by a bunch of sheriffs at the time or city cops?
The night I was arrested, I was involved with an altercation that lasted 3.5 hours. I thought it was about 5 minutes. It turned out to be about 3.5 hours, so I did assault 7 policemen for 3.5 hours. And while they were driving me down to the lockup, the policeman who picked me up in a paddy wagon said, "Oh, assaulting cops. Well, I think we're going to know how to deal with you when we get you down to jail." And on the ride to jail, I explained to him why I assaulted 7 cops. I said, "I'm sorry for that, but they're ignorant of what they were doing. They believed some people who lied to them. And had they known what they were doing, I think they wouldn't have bothered with me, and they would have probably turned their attention to somebody else. But I don't fault them for their ignorance. They were trying to behave properly, but they were wrong. And if you think I'm wrong, go ahead and threaten me and see what you can do in jail. I'm not real concerned about it. And yet, when I was taken into the booking officer, they took him aside and said, I know this guy's charged with assaulting 7 cops, but, you know, you ought to leave him alone, because we heard the story, found out what happened, and really, you'd do the same thing.
So that was, again, the application of common sense.
Well, I advocate that everybody understand, first and foremost, we're all sinners. We're all guilty. We're all ignorant. That does not give them the right to come in and benefit at our expense. If the Lord is kind enough to gracefully forgive our misdeeds for 70 years while we try to turn on the light bulbs and act properly, who are these commercial entities who want to make blood money on us to lock us in prisons all to increase their corporate profits? And those who are involved in it, who benefit from it greatly, who enjoy the fruits of that high-paid profession or high-paid enterprise, really need to examine their own consciences for what they're doing to men and women. I find it unconscionable that we will throw people out of their homes for the benefit or profit of a corporation whose owners we can't even discover. We know who they are, but we'll never get them in a courtroom. We can't find injured people going into court against injured people. We have the state of such and such coming against a man and woman, and only for commercial gain. There is no law. There is no justice. It's just an enterprise. It has the same undertones as Judge Roy Bean. Here's how I profit. Any new guy who comes into town, we hang him, steal his horse, his gun, and his boots. That's how we get our profit. Now, what's lawful about that? You know, Sam, I wanted to mention all the people here on the show. God bless you for all the work you've done and the seminars that you've done in the last 2 years and all the people that you helped teach these ideas and concepts to. And they were all so powerful, but the last one I thought was the most powerful of all. Some of the people that came were just incredible. A former sheriff who's now helping people with foreclosures. Steve, who came from the Montana Freeman, who I admired so much back in the late 90s. Their ideas were so well on point, and it's amazing that 10 years later we're picking up the pieces of things they had already developed, already experienced, and already paid the price for. And we're still relearning an old lesson, and that is that tyranny is around the corner unless we will stand up and pay the price to keep our freedom, to keep our sovereignty, to keep the dignity of God's children. And I look at those things a lot of times as an insult. If you want to insult my father, you better talk to me first. Because my father gave me the authority to run my life the way I see fit by my conscience. Who are you to step in here and tell me different? You know, really.
So you look at these commercial impositions really being a direct blasphemy unto the Lord.
Absolutely. What is this device that they have used to enslave mankind? The concept of debt. And it's amazing to me that the original language, sin and debt, are the same word. Even in the Lord's Prayer, we have one version that says, forgive us our sins. Another version that says, forgive us our debts.
That's, yes.
They're not mistranslations. It's either or. Just put it in context. Now, what did the Lord say? What is easier to say? Rise up and walk, or your sins are forgiven. It's going to be 6 to 1 or half a dozen to the other. It doesn't really matter. This issue is really a spiritual battle. And the issue in our minds has to do with whether we're going to understand that this battle we go through in courtrooms is just an indication of the spiritual battle that our lives are all about. We're going to go see the judge someday too. And we have one remedy there. That's what the Bible tells us. We don't get to make our own remedy. We don't get to argue with the facts. Because the facts are, we're guilty and we're sinners. We have one remedy, and that's the only remedy that's going to work. And what I've realized about the commercial aspects of courts is, we have one remedy, and it is the bankruptcy. We cannot go to jail unless we refuse to pay the bill. So let's pay the bill. Or discharge the bill in bankruptcy. Or any which way they want to call it. Who cares what they say with their words? All we're demonstrating a lot of times is liar's poker. I mean, well, we don't really think we're going to make $300 million in a court case. We're just trying to expose the fact that they're trying to make $300 million in a court case.
That's correct. And most people don't realize that this is about an issue of conscience and trying to bring to bear the lack of conscience of men and women who operate by reflex completely outside of the scriptural lessons, if any, that their parents shared with them.
Absolutely, and I think it's incredible that we all walk around in society nowadays and we can't define what it is we do. We say, I do this because that's how the system works, and you can't define the system. But the Lord already defined the system for us. He said this is Satan's world system, and friendship with the world is enmity with me. It's a wall between you and I. And if you don't want to take down the world, the wall that separates you from the Lord, then why do you ask him for his help? It's kind of a ridiculous concept, isn't it?
Of course.
And that's my point with a lot of people. I'm not a well-educated man, and yet common sense is such a rare commodity in this country nowadays, I'm sometimes embarrassed to say I'm an American. We have an education system that teaches lies like Christopher Columbus discovered America, and yet a few years later they'll tell you, well, before that the Vikings were here, and a few years before that the Chinese were here, and no matter who came, they bumped into American Indians. So isn't it a whole bunch of lies? And that's all they demonstrate to you. Lies, lies, lies. They want to train you in a system of lies. Now why do we fall for this? Why, when we examine that all they tell us is pathological lies for their benefit, why do we participate in it? I'd like to remind people of movies that we've watched over the years. Schindler's List is very indicative of our society. We find a way to make a buck and reap all the rewards and have the fruits of all the money and all the power and everything else until our conscience kicks in. And here's a man whose conscience kicked in, and what did he do with all those great funds that he accumulated by helping the Nazi war machine? He used them to
recycle them. Yeah.
Yeah, he recycled them to help people. And he got right with the Lord, and he found out again who he was, and he changed his sinful nature and begged the Lord to forgive him and operated as a man of God from that point in time on. And I don't mean a prophet along the scales of John the Baptist or any of the better preachers in the world we've known or the martyrs or the saints. We're not worthy to be in those categories, but we're certainly worthy to put on the coat and say, I'm going to give it my best try. I'm just a private here, but I'm going to give it my best shot.
When did you decide to model yourself in this fashion? This is what you've just described here is a philosophy of life. It's not just an observation. And well, it's a philosophy that is sorely lacking from almost all people that most of us knew during our formative years. We've known many people who were great people, who were kindly, who were good communicators, who gave of themselves on behalf of others, who suffered tragedies and somehow were able to learn the biblical lesson to turn the other cheek. But nonetheless, most were deeply engrossed in this system in which conscience is lost because all responsibility has been deferred to those that we have hired in a commercial sense to do our bidding for us and to execute the unpleasant tasks that we have decided to eliminate from our daily routine. So when someone like you comes along and says, here is what I know about Scripture, and here is my belief, and it requires me to act in a moral sense and in a divine sense and to devalue the value that money and currency has among most people, and instead operate in a manner of giving selflessly, that is a philosophy of lifetime. And when we come back after the break, I'd like you to tell people when you came to that realization, and if it was gradual or if it was sort of a catharsis, that suddenly one day you woke up. Folks, we'll be back in just a moment.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Everybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Welcome back, my friend. Tom, before the break, you really shared with us a deeply poignant and what I believe to be inspired philosophy of life, and I'm hoping that you can sum it up in one or two sentences again, and then tell us when you came to the realization of how you would live as a selfless man doing the Lord's bidding instead of a commercial entity. Funny, because you're a wondrous commercial performer in a sovereign's commerce, but you have walked away from the Satan's commercial system that has been established in Admiralty and the U.S. bankruptcy.
Well, Sam, because of that case with my daughter, I really attribute everything that happened to the fact that I was really operating as righteously as I knew how. And so I was, after my custody case, which went on about 18 minutes, and the judge concluded that I had custody and there was no problems, and no court was going to dispute it. But I had to follow that up with the assault charges against the policeman, and I had to follow that up with 18 months of court battles to get the records of my supposed child abuse expunged, supposedly, although I wasn't happy with the word expunged. That meant to me locked up in a file drawer that they would pull out when it was convenient. So that took me 18 months of fighting with the courts to make sure that those files were destroyed, and the day I was happy was the day they put them in a furnace and burned them, and that's when I quit going to court. That took 18 months.
Did you do that using equity procedures, or basically just come in and say, this is what I want, and that doesn't make sense to me, or at least what you're trying to do doesn't make sense?
Well, yeah, it wasn't any, I didn't know any procedures at all, Sam. I was so naive that I thought you can come in and talk to people and tell them the truth and let the evidence speak for itself. And that's pretty much what I did. When I went in on my assault charges, I told the court the same thing. I don't care about your opinion. I didn't come down here to find out what your opinion is. But I think I have an obligation to explain to the officers why I got in a fight with them and tossed them around for 3.5 hours. And that explanation is this. You were interfering with my daughter. It was a life and death situation. If I had to do it again today or tomorrow, I would do the same. You didn't know what you were doing. You were acting out of ignorance. I don't fault you for that, but I'm not going to apologize for it either. So now that you've heard that explanation, do what you want to do. 6 of the cops withdrew their complaint. 1 of the 7, who was the highest-ranking officer, tried to continue on, and we had a discussion in courtroom, and I offered proof to the court that I was not trying to hurt or molest these men because they testified that I threw them up and down the hallways for 3.5 hours. These were grown men. And that was kind of the power of adrenaline, and I related to the power of Samson in the Bible. When you need to, the Lord will give you incredible power and strength. And so I offered this policeman a demonstration. I said, is there any time that I punched you? And he said, no, not that I can remember. And I said, well, you testified that I threw people up and down the hallway 15 and 16 feet at a time. I said, that's pretty powerful. Do you think if I had punched you, you'd still be alive? Because I'll offer the court a demonstration now, and I'll take my best shot at you and see if you're still breathing when it's over, if you'd like to put that to the test. And he gracefully declined, and I kind of think I made my point.
So this is another demonstration of common sense at work.
Well, I thought it was sensible. So
I do too.
So I know
that. So you gave a confession and avoidance, and 6 out of the 7 officers accepted, and 1 proved not to be a reasonable man.
Yeah, and yet I got lectured by the judge that we had other alternatives in our modern society, and that is we could come to court and have a discussion about it for 2 years, and I told him that's unreasonable. I felt my daughter's situation was life and death, and I didn't have time to discuss it with the rest of the world. So that was not an option that I was going to exercise.
And you really did take on the rest of the world. When you made that decision, you took on the rest of the world, and you were prepared to pay the price. 18 months of court dates, assault charges, all the time knowing that the Lord would not let you down, that you would secure your child into the appropriate care that she needed.
Absolutely. And one of the things I don't want to pass by, Sam, because this is the good Lord who deserves all this credit, and I count this as my introduction into law that the Lord brought me to, because this is certainly not something I would have chose to do. But when I returned to the hospital after my initial arrest, I took off all the feeding tubes and had the nurses instructed to bring me baby bottles with normal formula, and I started feeding my daughter. And in the next 3 days, she gained 4.5 pounds. 3 days later, I was in communication with the second hospital I wanted to move to. I had lost that opportunity to get that bed, and I was talking to them about getting back, and I said, they asked me how my daughter was doing. I said, well, she's gained over 4 pounds in the last 3 days. And they said, well, take her home. Don't come here, because obviously whatever's bothering her is now gone. So unless it relapses, don't call us back. And I took her home, and she has not been back related to that since. She has had a lot of medical problems all of her life, and they're not related to those things. But my daughter, who was supposedly never going to walk or talk or act intelligent, progressed to a point of playing soccer at an Olympic level, going to school on a scholarship, getting the dean's list for 4 years. She's now a teacher, and she coaches girls soccer, and she teaches high school students and grade school students. And
yes.
My daughter's a real example to me.
And she's an example to me of how, I know you won't like this, but how much she owes to her father. And her father, of course, would readily admit he owes it all to his father. So that's a wonderful story. That's a miraculous story, Tom. And we'll be back to continue on it in just 2 minutes, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner, and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. Huh, I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days, and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get $5 off their order. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Welcome back, my friends. I don't want to take time repeating the messages of the previous hour and a half about the seminars that are being offered, so I suggest you turn back in the download to the first half hour, and you'll find out about three wonderful seminars that are being offered. Tom, would you take a moment and tell me about this meeting in Las Vegas, please, how it was derived and what your participation is? This is the BIC, so-called BIC Beginners Workshop, and that is going to be held, what is it, July 28th through August 1st?
Yeah, that's correct, Sam. That's a lot of other mentors who have studied under you for the last couple of years, and I know of them. They've contacted me a lot. I've helped work with them on their cases, and trying to support them, and I love the things they're doing. I know how much time they put into the work they're doing for people. I know how motivated they are. The people who run the BIC Study Club have all gone through their own foreclosures, their own court cases, their own battles, and it's what the Lord brought to them to get them motivated to go help other people. And they usually work 16, 18 hours a day, 6 and 7 days a week, and they do every stop that they know how to do to help the people stay in their homes, stay out of jail, deal with their commercial problems, handle whatever they can to alleviate the misery in their lives. And it's not about making any money. It's about trying to get free of this satanic system of debt collection and the concept that we are somehow obligated to Satan for what he's provided us, whatever benefits and privileges that they think that they've granted us only came from we the people to begin with. We the people did the labor. We the people gave them the authority to open courts. We the people have authorized these things. And just like the Bible said, here are the 11 blessings that come when you follow my rules and ordinances and statutes. And here are the 66 curses that come when you don't. And it's our choice. It's a contractual agreement with God. If we don't want to follow his statutes, rules, and ordinances, these 66 curses come upon us. And one of them we all know. It's when the tail wags the dog, when the servant acts like the master. And that's what we got going on in America today, and that's what I'd like to remind people. First, you have to get your own house in order. First, instead of talking about the sliver in your brother's eye, take the log out of your own. Be responsible for what you do in this world. Don't go into debt that you don't need to go into. But do you deserve a house? Certainly. The Lord is going to provide you with your... But we all don't need 5 television sets and houses full of clutter and all kinds of entertainment that we really probably shouldn't even be looking at. So in reality, I want everybody to understand that the definition of a sovereign is not somebody who is ruling the roost of somebody else. It is your responsibility to rule yourself and do what you know to be right. And that means you have to forego some experiences, leave others behind, and monitor and control your own actions. That's the definition of a sovereign. Not somebody who's going to issue orders to somebody else. I mean, one of the reasons we don't have any sovereign officers is because no one wants to rule themselves.
Yeah, people don't want to delay gratification. People do not want to accept responsibility. And those two anti-philosophies have been cultivated throughout the society. It's very easy to entice people into behavior that is inherently life-damaging when they have been raised around a philosophy that encourages them to seek immediate gratification instead of delaying it until they've earned it, and which encourages them to eschew the natural responsibility that is necessary for them to be able to grow into the proper fathers and mothers that the Lord intended them to be.
Yeah, and one of the things I find so amazing about our commercial system is that although they would like to steal 2/3 of our labor and prevent us from getting our harvest, in certain areas they never can, because when mom and dad put their time and energy into their kids, the results and the fruits of that come out in good children who know how to run their lives and manage it properly and go on to do great things with their lives. And those are the kind of examples of what we want in our society. If we want a more productive, healthier, more beautiful, wonderful society, we have to make our contribution to that and be responsible for those things that we see going on around us. You know, Sam, we're in the same generation, and we can both relate stories about when we were kids and people in the neighborhood that would grab you by the ear when you did wrong. And they were not your father or your mother or your school teacher. Just somebody in the neighborhood saw you misbehaving, and they would straighten you right out, and they felt responsible to do that in their community.
And well, I don't know about you, Tom.
Taking you home to mom and dad.
Yeah, I don't know about you. I recall some specific circumstances like that, but most of the time they tried and I was too fast. I got away from them.
I didn't always get away, Sam.
Well, you do tend to remember those few situations where you didn't manage to escape with all your teeth intact.
Right.
So, if there's one blessing that you could bestow upon society consistent with what you were just suggesting, would it be that man avoid debt?
Well, yes and no. I mean, there's a certain level of debt that's understandable. And yet, in this system of no money, what's wrong with a man or woman having a house or having an adequate car or having the things they need to produce for their families, contribute to society, and run their lives righteously? There is no problem with that.
So is that part of the reason behind your involvement? And I don't want to put words in your mouth here. Well, let's just preserve the word involvement or creativity behind the ZYA process, the so-called Zero Your Account process.
Well, this is all, again, let's give credit to the Lord, because that's where it belongs. The Lord put me in the construction business. And I operated my own business for a number of years, and had partners in several other businesses, and we were very familiar with bid bonds, performance bonds, payment bonds. We were familiar with GSA forms that spelled it out. We knew what those terms meant and what they involved in. And when I got into the court system, I found out that bonds are everything. We got bail bonds and
appearance bonds, yeah.
Plaintiff bonds and appellate bonds and every kind of bond.
And I suspect within a month or so they're going to have more peace bonds than they know what to do with.
Yeah, I hope they do. Because we will demonstrate again that we, you know, it's an amazing thing that we don't know much about history, but it's an old expression men used to use. My word is my bond. What I say, yeah, I will do, God willing, I will do. Now, the caveat in here that needn't be said was, if I'm still alive, okay? But given the fact that I am alive, I tell you I do something, I will do it. That's my performance bond. I said so. And that's something we've gotten away from, and we need to hang it on a piece of paper now, because that legal system needs to contract with us and needs the evidence of our signature to do all the things that they want to do to us.
That's been proven to us many, many times in various court cases, of course. There should be no one listening tonight who doubts that the first goal of the legal system when you are brought in an iron yoke or under any other circumstances is to gain your consent, is to gain your signature on a piece of paper that confesses that you are acting as a surety for or in fact in strict compliance with the defendant.
Yeah, and I always see the biblical side of these equations, and, you know, it's amazing to me that, of course, Satan violates all Ten Commandments, and usually we do too. But the Lord said specifically, make no image of anything on heaven, earth, or sea. And here's what they do, create an image of us in all capital letter names, and then try and convince us that we're it. Well, that's just a delusion on our part if we think we're an all capital letter name. It's amazing to me that we go into a store and somebody demands we give them an account number, or that we produce a piece of plastic in order to rent a movie.
Yeah, let me interrupt you a second.
Who's going to rent the movie? Us or the people?
Well, let me interrupt you a second on that. I think people's willingness, the shocking willingness that an entire society has demonstrated to be willing to accept the notion that a misspelling of their name is them, reflects a failure of faith, but not faith in the Lord, faith in oneself and faith in one's own word. We're afraid of speaking forth and saying, well, that's not me, because we're afraid of being ridiculed when some attorney or some other party steps forward and say, what are you talking about? That's your name. Yeah, so what if the letter's misplaced? We know who that is. And so the onus is put back on us, and unfortunately, most people are raised nowadays immersed within a philosophy that says what we know to be true, what we feel in our heart, doesn't matter. What matters is that we have to live up to a particular standard of compliance with authority.
And if I were trying to make anybody change their mindset, I would say, depend upon what your heart tells you. The Lord is not lying to you. He's working on your conscience. If you have a funny feeling about producing a piece of paper, why do you produce it? Why do you let someone else intimidate you into producing a piece of paper so that you can drive a car or rent a movie or do whatever you do in America? This
yes.
is anti-American, and it's shocking to me. As a child, I used to watch World at War videos of Nazi horrors and Show Me Your Papers on the Train with the Bogart movies, and you would think, now, why in the world would anybody comply with these things? Why don't you see that this system gets more and more brutal as time goes by, until they've marched you to the ovens or the concentration camp or the slaughter fields? And
that's
what is new in history? There is nothing new.
That's right, and it's because people, men and women, by their very nature, have a tendency to want to see what it is they are seeking to hear and believe. They want to hear what they're seeking to hear, and they want to believe what they're seeking to believe. That's why it's so easy to pull the wool over so many people at one time. They have lost their divine connection and their righteousness, by which they wouldn't be looking to themselves for right or wrong. They would be looking to the word of the Lord for what is right and what is wrong, and then they would be following that word in their heart.
Exactly, Sam. And so, you know, my admiration is for The people like the Amish who recognized this 200 years ago and have never been deceived. They were exempt from Social Security when they created it because they said, hell no, we won't participate in this fraud.
Well, that's a real sign of the times, because we have a sect of Amish in the location where I'm at, where they are now involved in a brutal court battle. Numerous parties are involved in the battle over, as you might expect, a zoning situation. They have signed on with some Social Security cards and other jurisdictional issues, and now they're in for a penny, in for a pound. So that in and of itself just shows you how extensive the fraud has been in the willingness of people not to be as strong as you have been in maintaining the vigilance of righteousness and piety, Tom. That's why I admire the work you do so much.
Well, I appreciate that, Sam, and I admire all the people like David Clarence and Keith Livingway and other people that we know who have taken this stand, the men from Montana who created Justice Township and who wanted to live in peace. And, yes, they brought weapons out like their grandfathers did and said, we will not be coerced into doing the evil that you have planned for us. But as we relate to the ZYA issue, like I say, these are all issues that the Lord put into my table. He fed me the diet of bonds. He fed me the diet of contracting. He fed me a diet of a lot of things that brought about a level of understanding that I guess a lot of people are not familiar with. But running a business, I was certainly familiar with accounting. I knew debits and credits.
Tom, time is a little short, so let me ask you a direct question about that. And let me also emphasize one thing. When you were mentioning the Montana Freeman bringing out the weapons, I know your position on this. You believe that to bring out a weapon would be a grave scriptural violation that would doom a particular undertaking. Is that not correct?
I do, Sam, and I have a caveat to that. My own personal opinion is I have the right to help defend helpless or parties who need help. And if it took a weapon to do that, to stop a rape happening with 14 guys, I would have no hesitation in using a weapon that way. But I would not use a weapon to defend myself.
Yes, I understand.
The Lord did not. And I think that's the line I have to decide. I cannot use that kind of situation for myself. I could use it for other people, but not for myself.
Yes, well, that is... again, another philosophy of life that sets you apart, Tom. Now, you were saying about ZYA specifically that the bonds led you in that direction.
Well, yeah, it helped open up the ideas to the bonding and what it meant. Who was insuring this? It's one of the geniuses I found in all your paperwork, Sam. The simple question of certify the defendant, certify the surety, and certify the charges. And isn't it amazing that not a court case that we've talked about in 2 years has ever opened up the door to any one of the three? They're in complete default and complete dishonor. And the last thing on earth they'll ever do is open up the bookkeeper and show you what they're doing. And yet we've already demonstrated what they're doing. We know how they create the bonds. We know how they trade in the Wall Street. We know the key set numbers and how to get them. We know how it turns into mutual funds. We know all the things that they're doing. They can't hide it anymore, and yet if they want to pretend that it doesn't exist, that's okay, but we want to turn on their conscience and ask them and say, go home and sleep tonight when you commit these crimes against humanity. When we talk about public servant government, believe me, I'm in full support of public services. I appreciate my garbage man and the people who keep my electricity going and take care of our sewers and take care of the roads and everything else. And I certainly don't feel superior to those men who run on a garbage truck or work in the plumbing system or any of those other things. That egotistical superiority we have in different positions is just outright unscriptural. The Lord never told us we were allowed to do that. And so all those public services that we want, certainly we don't have a problem paying for. But let's ask ourselves a question. Do we want to build more B-1 bombers at $7 billion a plane? So we can destroy more people around the world? Do we want to commit these crimes against humanity that we are sponsoring and paying for? Do we want to load the gun of the people who are going to come and intimidate us with it? That's the question. How foolish is it that we should sponsor these things that we don't believe in and actually pay for it to happen? because that's what happens with our tax money.
If and you that are, was, I'm sorry, Tom, continue.
No, that's okay, Sam. I mean, those revelations came to me early on, so I was fighting with the IRS for years and years, and I remember reading scripture, and it said, agree with your adversary quickly. And here I was fighting with the IRS, and I was doing it wrong. I was fighting with them, and my lights turned on, and I looked at the accounting, and I said, look at this. This is more or less amazing. We've talked about prepaid accounts and the economic system and double entry accounting and GAAP and GAS and FAS, Federal Accounting Standards, and all these things. And you know what it shows me? We just cheated the books. Even the government admits we got a second set of books over here. Not the set we show you, but the real one. The comprehensive annual financial reports that show we're not in debt. We have $90 trillion in assets. What we call the public debt is $9 trillion we recognize we owe you.
All right, Tom, we'll be back in 1 minute.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part 1 of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part 2 for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part 1 of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part 2 for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
You'll notice a coin slot.
Welcome back, my friends. Well, this hour, the second hour, has come to a close very quickly. And before we ask Tom to wrap up on the thoughts and the food for thought that he's given us tonight, I just want to mention once again, that the BIC Beginners Workshop is being held July 28th through August 1st. In Las Vegas, and you can contact info at bicstudyclub.org to find out how to attend And this great man, Tom Schultz, will be there in attendance, helping and proctoring and sharing his wisdom with you during that time. Again, I want to mention I'm not affiliated in the least with the group, but I have a great deal of respect and admiration for the people and for their sheer persistence and honestness in sharing this information with the attendees and with the many people they've helped. Also, a reminder, Keith Livingways, Stewards for the County, excuse me for fumbling there, seminar is coming to Albany, New York, really the day after your seminar terminates. So people are going to have to fly from Las Vegas and get themselves into Albany if they're so motivated, because these are two different ends of the spectrum, and they are both essential, my friends. August 2nd and 3rd in Albany, Keith Livingway for Stewards for the County, where you'll really learn what it is to be sovereign and sovereign procedure, adding to this tremendous disclosure that Tom made tonight in the last segment. And you can RSVP Keith at CDE_JURE@yahoo.com. And finally, for those who wish to become knowledgeable commercial notaries or notary publics who wish to improve their skills in the commercial direction, then contact notaryseminar@hush.com. And that seminar will be a weekend seminar, August 16th and 17th in Mansfield, Massachusetts. So, Tom, before I forget, let me thank you for joining me tonight. We could spend 10 hours here and have barely scratched the surface, so I hope you'll join me again on the program. And if I understood you correctly, out of your commercial experience in business and your the common sense ironies that you discovered, that led you into actually looking at forms 1099 OID and perhaps 1040 NR and put this thing together. Is that correct?
Yeah, Sam, that's the way I saw it. I saw how they cheated the accounting sheets.
Yeah, and, now you attribute this to the Lord's intervention, and the word for that on this planet is original imagination, and you showed it there, my friend, and it's really affecting many, many people. And in fact, I believe it's having a great deal to do with changing this country. Think of this last year and a half, 2 years, what has happened to the Patriot movement. There can be squabbles, and people have turf wars, and we all have egos that are come to bear, but just imagine the awareness of the Lord that we have really brought back, and the ability of people to actually talk about being on the land, giving orders to their courts, using commercial process to refund the funds that were expended on paying a second time into the system. These are truly remarkable undertakings, and I'm thrilled at the results of the last year, and to have met people like you, Tom. I mean, that has been the best part for me of all of the events and undertakings that I've been involved in. So, Tom, thank you for being here. That music means we have to go. I wish we had more time to have you say goodbye. Thank you for joining me, Tom.
Thank you, Sam.
And, folks, thank you for joining us. It was a real treat. We'll have Tom back soon, the Lord and Tom willing. And I'll see you, I hope, Lord willing, next Sunday night. I'm going to ask Keith Livingway if he will join us for that program. Next Sunday night, right here at Take No Prisoners on the Republic Broadcasting Network, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good night, and God bless. Gold has